My name is Meher Rusbe Bharucha and welcome to a series of A Slice of Life. Today, my father and I are going to be discussing certain issues that most children, adults and teenagers face. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I have finished my graduation studies, but I don't feel like working. There's a lot of pressure from my family to begin work, but I don't have the spark to work. Do I have to work? And if so, why? As I won't be happy.
The most important thing. Do you want to be a parasite all your life? You know what that means, right?
Yes.
So the question is not about work. The question is about self-respect. The question is about self-esteem. The question is, do you want to sponge off your family or do you want to take stock of your situation? You not feeling like working is as ridiculous a thing that I could ever hear. What do you mean you don't feel like working? You got to work to take care of your needs and the needs and wants of your family. I mean,
if that person wants, maybe what he can, if he wants to, you know, follow whatever passion he or she has, he can work and keep a little time in the day to do what they like, but they have to work.
Yeah. I remember when I wanted to set out being a novelist and I didn't want to work. I said I'll only write books. And one day in prayer, Baba told me, how many hours do you write? So I said around 2-3 hours a day. He said, sleep less, no? Write during that time. See, Meher, the fact is this, working is not an option. Whether you are rich or whether you are poor or whether you are middle class, you need to be self-reliant, you need to be self-sufficient, you cannot be whole time sponging off your parents. However rich you may be a billionaire's child, you have to go out there. You can't keep living off pocket money. That is wrong. It's very wrong. So the question is not whether you have enough money to live off. No, the question is you can't be sponging off your parents. You have a problem or you want to do higher education, I understand. But you can't be, you know, lazing around and saying, oh, I don't feel like working, I don't have inspiration to work. You're just a lazy bum, basically. You're getting it? So,
is that how you became a nyctophilic person? Because you started sleeping less?
What? I became what?
A nyctophilic person.
What on earth is nyctophilic?
A person who loves darkness. Not the figurative meaning of darkness, the literal meaning of darkness.
Listen, I've already been accused of being a tantric. Now you're putting me on a very dark alley. I don't love darkness. I like the night because that is the time I can work in peace. That is the time I can be with myself.
No, my point was, because you started sleeping late, is that how you started liking the night?
Yeah, possible. But
did you always like it?
I think I always like night time. I think that is a time when a person can really, really be by himself or herself and indulge in what that person really wants to without any disturbance. But the point is this. We come back to our topic. This is not about being rich or poor. This is about having self-respect. This is about having... Yes, if a child wants to study, really study, go ahead. I think the parents should support the child even if the child is 27 years old. But if the child is just faffing around, then you know what? Go work. Doesn't matter how much you're earning. Man, everything is not about money. Yeah. Everything is not about money. It doesn't matter how much you're earning. Go work. It's okay. You have to go out there. Okay? Hmm? Jai Baba.